Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sons with silly long songs. What's wrong with that? Nothing. I need to know.
Here I go.
Again. All right, so it's Valentine's month. Yep. I love you. Why not? I can say I love you, Jay, and take it the right way.
Yeah, I love you, too.
I do. Yeah. I even love James. That's a stretch.
Aww.
Sometimes.
I love
James.
I love
James.
Yeah. Love's in the
You're not getting a Valentine's Day present for me, though, pal.
You know what? I could deal.
Yeah, you can. All right, 7 and change after the hour. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Donald Trump says, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm bigger than Taylor Swift. Okay. So,
just in case anybody
just in case.
Needed to know.
Right. Yep, that's it. I don't know where to go with this after that, frankly. Excuse me. Bunga, bunga. All right. Yeah, Taylor Swift is the biggest star on the planet. Anybody got any questions about that? At
Whether
this moment in time.
Not, you know the name.
Yep. She's a billionaire. She fills stadiums all around the world. I don't know anybody. Why would anybody not like her? I find nothing about her that's unlikable, at least in my circle, in my realm, the way I think. She's kind of a cute kid. And she's very smart, great business person. What's not to like? She's a good singer, mm-hmm. entertainer, and she's got a love affair. Would you call it a love affair? You think that's what's going on with Kelsey? Is that
yeah,
it's a
relationship.
Affair, but it, yeah,
it's
okay,
a relationship.
Let's call it that. Right. So anyway, I don't know. I just I find that she is a unifier. And I'm guessing that we don't really know, and she's probably smart enough not to attach herself to either party or either candidate or anybody like that, because people who are in that business, Ed McMahon taught me that lesson, and I don't know why I always say this when I drop his name. He and I were great friends for the last 10, 12 years of his life. I would talk to him sometimes almost every day about stuff going on. We had a couple of things that we worked on together, but he said to me once, I think it may have been on the air because he was on the air with me all the time. Nobody ever knew his politics. Richard Nixon asked him to put together his inaugural, the second inauguration when Nixon was reelected. He asked Ed McMahon to not only be the MC but to get the talent, put the show together. And Ed looked at me, and he said, Nixon didn't know what my politics were. And you never really knew what Johnny's politics were either. Because they were smart. Ed's, the way he put it, he said, I want to sell Alpo to everybody. And anybody who watched The Tonight Show knew how much Alpo was on there. That man, that was a big mainstay advertiser, millions of dollars. And Ed had a great time with it. And he was smart, right? If you knew what his policy, some people would say, excuse me, look what happens with MyPillow. This is the guy who's connected to Trump, and so people don't want to buy his pillows. Well, that's his choice to make. But I would rather just sell the pillows and not talk about the politics behind whatever motivates the owner. That's his business. If they've got a lot of people making pillows, then they're good pillows, and let's sell the pillows.
A lot of people. It's an American-made company.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why can't we just take positive out of things sometimes?
Yeah. So, meanwhile, back to Donald Trump saying he's bigger than Taylor Swift. Is that because he's insecure? Do you think he's really... I wonder if he's really... If he does the stuff that he does, he says what he does, and the reasons behind him making fun of Nikki Haley's breasts.
Well, yeah. Think about...
Is that just insecurity?
Well, think about people who have really big egos. It typically comes from a place of insecurity. Those who know that they are better than someone else never have to say it. Those who have something to brag about won't brag about it. They will let other people do the bragging for them. The most powerful man in the room is not going to announce that they are the most powerful man in the room. They're probably going to go into a different room, because if you are the most powerful person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
You'll be around people that are inspiring you and making you grow and be better.
Yep. Yeah. I've gone to not wanting to talk about this. When something silly like this comes up, I really want to talk about it because it's just silly. I'm more popular than Taylor Swift. Now, listen.
They are both household names.
They sure are.
Everybody knows the name, whether you like either one of them or not.
You see her, the pictures of her up in the luxury box at the football game. She's all over Instagram, all over X, all over... all of these social media things, she's on your computer screen. And so the thing that, to just stick with Taylor Swift for a second, these deep fakes, these AI-generated photos of her, just plain dirty.
Yeah.
Under the guise of journalism. Back to journalism. We talk about journalism often enough today. That's really...
Well, the deep fake pornographic ones. And she's not the only celebrity that falls victim to this. And not even, like, celebrity or not. She's not the only person. This is something that is going on more and more and running rampant. And it's just, even if you know it's not your own body, that's still so violating.
It is. Yep. Anyway, there's a... there's apparently a licensing dispute. The music group that, you know, they all have this BMI and there's ASCAP and there's Universal Music. They all license these artists like Taylor Swift and Drake and Adele and Billie Eilish and whoever's that. Anybody who's singing has to have a license. And I don't know how that all got started. It just basically is a shakedown, as they don't really do anything for you. But at any rate, that's the way the music business works. And so there is a licensing agreement between the Universal Music Group and TikTok that has expired. And that expired. And I think that they ought to let it go, because TikTok's no good. I was in a, the State of the City on Monday night, sitting next to somebody talking about TikTok. Mm-hmm. And how did they use TikTok to spread a certain story around in town? Excuse me. And I said, why would you want anybody to know anything about you? Why would you want the Chinese to know anything about you? That's what TikTok is all about. But people that are James' age don't get it. They don't care. They don't know. And I know I'm making a general statement here, but most people, that's where the TikTok audience is, right? Isn't most of the people who are on TikTok, they're ignoring the warnings that have come from pretty much every corner, and they're still using the thing. Go ahead.
It's based on who owns, like, with the ownership of TikTok, because that the software that takes all of that information, it's not only on TikTok. It is on Meta products. It is on Google. When you do anything with Google, if you have a Gmail account, it is all over the place. It's just that those, at least, have a little bit more ownership of American businesses rather than a Chinese business. But as far as whether or not people have your information, they already do, because it's not just TikTok.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like the atmosphere around it, frankly, or the vibe, if that's what you want to call it. Here's some interesting news about the world of hospitality. There have been a lot of people in this country, with good reason, becoming concerned about the health care, the status of health care workers. The wages have not gone up the way wages in other fields have gone up. So I decided I'd do a little research, and I found out that in terms of category, the one group of people that have seen unprecedented boosts in their pay are the people that work in hospitality. In the last year, the wages in the hospitality field have gone up on average of 30%. That's a pretty unexpected turn of events. The hospitality industry has pretty much been, it used to be the doctors and nurses got paid the highest or in that group, and now they're going in the other direction, and the people that used to be in the lowest paid occupation, like hospitality, there's a wage revolution going on there. Over the last couple of years, salary increases in the hospitality industry have been pushing the workers' wages up, excuse me, in some cases more than 30%. So that means, what does that mean? Hospitality workers, people that work in hotels, right? People that work in restaurants, people that work on cruise ships. Why do you think that the cruise ships, why do you think when you get on to whatever the cruise line is, most of the people are Filipinos, and they don't speak English, or they speak very little English, and they get paid next to nothing. They have their quarters, they're provided with food, and they live on the ship. And they just go around the world, and what are they going to spend their money on? That was the philosophy of the people running these cruise lines. And I guess when you think about it, that's right? They get on, they get a job on a cruise liner, and they just live on the cruise liner, and they get their food free, and they get their clothing, they wear those outfits, and they're on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, so why do you have to pay them a lot? I think that was the prevailing thing there, but in terms of restaurants, waiters, waitresses, cooks, chefs, that kind of stuff, the people who work in the hotel to keep it clean. Have you noticed, depending on how much you spend for a room, it doesn't make much difference anymore? The sheets, you still wonder, I always wonder, what do they do when they come in to clean the room? How well do they vacuum the floor? How well do they really clean the sink and the tub and the shower stall? What about the you just change the pillowcase? What do you do? Who knows what was on that pillow the night before, right? Who knows who was sleeping?
I think they swapped them out, but have you noticed that they don't use comforters as much anymore anywhere?
No.
Because those were not getting cleaned?
Yeah, awful. All right, some more food for thought here as usual on Good Day at 18 after the hour. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploft.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploft.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploft.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, as presented by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher there. He has many hats. He has many roles. He does not only run Talkers, but there are things that become important in our societal reality. And people who are commenting on them, we have lots of people who want to talk about the issues. In many cases, it's more poignant if you do something different, like sing about the issues. And thus, we have a series of songs from a group that's been around since the 70s called Gun Hill Road, a group that Michael has been associated with since they began, and is now a member of the group, in fact. And they've done, I think the best work you've done to date is a song called Idiots.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps that will be, I'll change my opinion because there's a new Gun Hill Road song that's out that we are going to introduce for the first time anywhere this week on the Countdown. Michael, can you tell us?
Well, it has a shelf life. It has a shelf life of 11 days, so I don't think it's going to beat Idiots as our biggest hits. I think the next time we come out with a song is Scammers, Damn Scammers. That's going to be the big one. This one is a sweet little song about the power and the glory of radio. It's a promotional song to honor and pay tribute to the medium of radio. When I say 11 days, 11 days from now is World Radio Day. I had the honor of being the executive advisor to UNESCO and the United Nations, who proclaims World Radio Day. And Gun Hill Road and I am a member of the group. We put together a song called Over the Radio Waves. And it's a nice, sweet little song. I'm one of the singers on it. You can hear me singing in it. And it's Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Brian Coonan, and Michael Harrison, today's incarnation of Gun Hill Road. And it's a song about radio and a promotion for World Radio Day. There you have it.
Over the radio waves.
Right.
Here's Gun Hill Road.
Radio on. Now the day has just begun. Voices in the air, rising with the morning sun. I go about my day, and I know that I belong. the signal strong, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
World Radio Day. So save the date, United Nations Media. That's what we're going to celebrate. Inform, entertain, and educate into its second century. A lifeline called diversity. Now more than ever, universally. Audio messages around the wheel through the electromagnetic field. Radio is important like never before. February 13th, 2024. Mark it on your calendar and don't delay. Let's all celebrate World Radio Day. Tune in to hear what everybody's got to say.
Times can be tough when you're far away from town, but still I hear your voice, and there's comfort in the sound. I listen as I go, the words and music free my soul, and I feel whole. And we all stand together over the radio waves.
The radio waves. Gagneau Road, Michael Harrison, celebrating World Radio Day, February the 13th.
And if I could just put a little plug in for the video on that, because it's really sweet. It's very inspiring. It shows the diversity of radio around the world. It's overtheradiowaves.com. Overtheradiowaves.com. It's on YouTube. It was just put up a little bit ago, so be one of the first people to see it.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Three services that radio provides are informing, entertaining, and educating. Let's look at entertaining. Radio has a century-long tradition of providing the public with a wide variety of programs and elements that fall under the banner of entertainment. Of course, music is at the top of the list. At the heart of their very existence, both radio and music are audio media and extremely compatible. But radio has also been a major platform for entertainment via the spoken word. Radio drama, sports play-by-play, humor to lift the spirit, and companionship to soothe the soul are services provided by radio. And entertainment reflects culture and heritage, which in turn connect to understanding our differences as well as our common humanity. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and, now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. In the headlines this hour, this Sunday, the Pentagon ordering and the U.S. military carrying out more strikes on Houthi terrorist targets in Yemen. This comes after at least 85 sites hit in Syria and Iraq. The Biden administration hitting Iran-backed proxy groups after three U.S. soldiers killed in a drone strike last week, many others injured, their bodies flown back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. To Capitol Hill now, where the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. President Biden making a campaign stop in Las Vegas, the president winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grams on Good Day.
That music, man, didn't it do it? And when he comes back, I'm going to get full of tears myself. When he comes back and who played his wife? Holly, no, who was it that played his wife?
I've never seen this film.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen Castaway. I'm familiar with pretty much that one and only scene where he's crying to Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson's the basketball. He's befriended, if you will. But when he's at the airport, when he's come back, when he's found and gets back, and Chris Noth walks into the room, oh my God. You knew exactly when Chris Noth walks into the room and looks at Tom Hanks, and you know that he's going to tell him that he's married to the woman that he wanted to marry. It is just, my God.
And that actress is Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt, thank you.
Yep.
Yes, right. She's so sweet, so cute. She was just right for that part. And the scene in the rain. Oh, oof, oof.
Okay. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
All the feels.
Isn't it the best? The best movies are the ones that bring out your emotions like that, right?
The music. That make you still feel that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The music that makes you smile. I think when I'm out in my truck or car and something comes on the radio, I know when I start smiling because of the significance of the song and what it means. And the same happens with a good television program, you know, a good book, for heaven's sakes. Emotions that come out of on the page. I'm reading a book about, I have two books, I don't read many books, but sometimes when I get stuck on a plane that doesn't have have good entertainment devices, I read this. There's a book I'm reading about dogs when they pass, and a book I'm reading about John Wayne's life. And I take the two of them with me, and I just, you know, sometimes if you're sitting at the airport or you're sitting, you know, on the plane waiting to take off, and I've done all of the things I can do with my device, I put it away, and I just get the book out. And I get lost so quickly. It really is cool. Isn't that the best part about when you are like a good book or a good song or something, when you get completely lost in it, as often can be the case. Silly songs like the Duke of Earl. Why do I get lost in that? Duke of Earl.
Yeah, the melody is just something.
Right?
You can't get just, lost, you know, in it.
Yeah, you get lost in it. That's the Jackie Wilson. The Isley Brothers, you know, and you can fast forward, you know, depending on the age, people get lost in Frank Sinatra's lyrics, you know, and then you move, you get lost. Can you get lost in Taylor Swift's lyrics?
I was just thinking getting lost in Taylor Swift, but I'm glad you said it. Yes, yes, you can.
You can, okay. All right, well, mm-hmm. So that means that it's good. That's why she's popular. She's more popular than Donald Trump, have you heard?
Even with the Beatles or just and Simon Garfunkel,
yes.
Or anyone who just has this way of putting words together in such a poetic, the word I'm looking for? Like a troubadourish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great stuff. All right. Reality quotient setting in. The Fed's not quite ready to cut borrowing rates again. They left interest rates unchanged this week, first meeting of the year, hinted that their next move would be to lower rates from the current two-decade high position. Officials made it clear that they needed to see more progress on inflation. But does anybody sit there and think, oh, what am I going to do about inflation? No, nobody thinks so. They just go buy stuff. But the inflation rate affects what you buy. My friend, the car dealer has not had a great January because people aren't buying cars. They just kind of stopped. And now they seem to be, there's all those President's Day sales, right, for cars. It'll come out in a couple of weeks and then the business will take off like a shot. But it's been slow because if you have cash, it doesn't make any difference. Most of the people are cash buyers now for cars and homes because the interest rate's too high. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, and yet the economy is swell. Oh, look at the unemployment rate is like 3% or something, and then there's the, well, it's not really, those numbers are kind of fakey because they only, the 3% of the people on unemployment are the people who are collecting, they still have government benefits. The people who have long gone off of government benefits, they're not counted, so it's like another 3%. But still, it's better than it was. Anyway, so if you're waiting to buy a house because you think the rates are going to go down. Actually, on mortgages, they have. There are banks now that are lending money on 30-year, well, the ARMs are sometimes lower than 6%. So, at any rate, there you go. Here's the story from the border. Yet another focus on the biggest fiasco. You can make a case, this certainly is today's biggest fiasco, but maybe one of the most difficult things that our country has ever had to explore or had to experience. So, if you look at the numbers the last couple of months, please, the number of migrants have streamed across the southern border into the U.S. like ants coming out of an anthill. And they're not even trying to sneak in anymore. They don't have to. They, in fact, go. There's a couple of examples of youngsters. Well, I guess they've been told. But young kids go up to the border agents and beg to come across the border. So what's the border agent going to do? Say, no, kid? Or well, get his gun out and chase him back across the border?
But what happens when they do come in by themselves as children? Do they have anywhere to go?
Well, God knows.
Do they have anybody on the side waiting?
Yeah. Well, but that's the surest way for you to come into the country and get in, is to come in as a child. And then but you ask the right question. Huh? Where do they go? What do they do? Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So how about something new when it comes to energy and technology? I have long been a supporter. I've said this a number of times. I'm supporting solar energy by putting a 3-acre solar farm on my farm. I'm going to not only produce enough electricity for my needs, but for about, looks to me like 4,500 other homes will get their power from the 3-acre solar farm that I'm going to put on my farm. Now, I'm not sticking on my chest and beating it. Oh, Doug, he's a great guy. No, there's a practical side to it. I don't like the companies that have monopolies, although you still have to do business with them. I don't want them to make, they're always going to make money no matter what, but they're so difficult to deal with. They're so annoying. You all know it's like dealing with a registry of motor vehicles. When you try to get something fixed, cities and towns all over the country have leaders pull their hair out because they can't get these people from these companies to change poles or fix lines or anything. So, and I'm not saying that this particular development is going to put any of these companies out of business, because they'll probably end up controlling, as they do a lot of other things that have to do with energy. You notice now that these big companies don't call themselves the electric company. They call themselves energy companies, right? Because they're not just dealing in electricity, oil, whatever, but there are new nuclear reactor technology. We were on the brink of coming up with something, and guess what? Our friends in the current administration, and I don't want to, Jay and I are pretty transparent. There is so much stuff not to like and so many reasons not to vote for him. This is just another one. All right. So about 6 years ago, there was a proposal for the world's first floating nuclear power plant, because, nobody wants nuclear in their backyard, not in my backyard. Okay. So somebody who's really smart came up with an idea to do this. A guy happened to be a Russian. And this power plant is now in operation, and it sends energy to 200,000 people on land using new nuclear technology, small little nuclear reactors. And so where is that in American? I nose around everywhere and I try to find stuff that nobody else is going to talk about, because I think this makes for more interesting conversation. Later today at the water cooler, you can say to some of your coworkers, hey, did you know that there's a ship, a Russian ship, that's been docked in a port for now 3 or 4 years? It's a nuclear power plant, and it sends energy to all these people. And so how come we aren't doing it? Well, we could have, except these guys in the administration deep-sixed it. The EPA or the Environmental WACO, whatever word you want to use for them. So now the Chinese are getting in on the act, because the Russians aren't too good when it comes to technology, as Chernobyl proved. When it comes to nuclear energy, I'm not wanting them to build anything. But the Chinese are smart about it. And, of course, the Chinese steal everybody's ideas and make it their own. So with the Russian collaborators, they don't have to steal anything. The Russians say, hey, can you make this better than we can? And they said, yeah. So that's what they're doing. The Chinese are all over this. They're plowing billions of dollars into this will have huge global influence. And so now here comes America, third in line. China has now led in nuclear technology and construction, and the Russians are happy to, join it. There's a picture. Go online. You can see the picture of this boat. It's full of turbines and stuff. Do you see it, Jay? And the United States is sitting there with their fingers in their ear. We should be on the. We should be right there on it. Right? 12%. We could have 12% of the world's power generated by boats like this in 10 years, 15 years. And there's no atmospheric pollution. It just kind of shows you these people that are, they say they're environmentalists and they want to save the planet. Do they really? Or are they just trying to get you to buy something? Are they just in business to sell you something? I want clean air.
Have you seen a lot of these environmental protesters who are still throwing paint on paintings at different museums and doing different things? Well, first off, all of those paintings are covered by glass, so they're not actually ruining anything. The environmentalists who are slashing tires of certain vehicles. And more of the story that is talked about is what they did, not why they felt the need to do it. It's like their message gets completely lost because we've all been in these experiences where we're getting yelled at by a boss or something, and especially in like the earlier in my career, and I would always lose the message because of the tone. You know, you focused on the tone rather than the words, and that's kind of what a lot of these environmentalists are doing with the protests, where you're so focused on the tone you forget what the message is. You miss the message.
Yeah, it's pretty drastic. All right, well, I'd like to think we could be the leader here, but we sure aren't at the moment. 48 after the hour. This is a good day program.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Chuck Curry from Audio One. You're listening to my interview with John Cryer, current star of the new sitcom Extended Family. On the line, a very special guest, two-time Emmy winner, John Cryer, who had massive success on the sitcom Two and a Half Men, which ran between 2003 and 2015. John's currently doing the rounds promoting his new sitcom, which airs on NBC Tuesday nights at 8:30 following Night Court. It also could be caught the following day on the Peacock Network. John, an absolute pleasure to have you on. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I have a little too much energy because I decided, hey, it's early in the morning, you should probably have a cup of coffee. But I accidentally had like two of them. So good luck, guys.
Okay, I'm ready. I want to start off with this question. I read in an interview you did with Forbes magazine that this sitcom, Extended Family, the pilot, was actually shot 2 years ago. NBC liked what they saw, picked it up, but said they'll pick it up in a year, which will be broadcast. Then the actor strike happened, and it was delayed another year. How do you manage to keep the show and the cast intact over a period like that? And by the way, I watched the show, the first two episodes. I like the work a lot, and I will be a viewer of this program going forward.
Well, first of all, thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And yeah, it's been this crazy little show that, you know, it's like the little show that could, because, you know, as you said, we shot the pilot 2 years ago under a completely different administration at NBC. And a lot of time when the administration changes, everything that they develop gets tossed out. And it's really a shame because the new administration is trying to, you know, show that, that they're creating new stuff. But in this case, they fell in love with the show and they were like, great, we're putting it on the schedule. And then oh wait, there's an actor strike. Dang. So we had shot six episodes by that point. And it just wasn't enough for them to start airing it during the strike. So they ordered more for when we were, back from the strike. And the crazy thing is, we have two kids on the show, who were, you know, 2 years younger when we first started. And we've been trying to, you know, sort of say, okay, is there any way we can possibly stunt your growth at this point? Because you are going to be in college by the time this frickin' thing is on. But what we did was we went back and reshot some of their early stuff. So that it now all matches on the show, so that they aren't visibly growing in the midst of an episode.
That makes a lot of sense. Another question that I have when I watched the show, one of my first reactions to it was the plot point of having the owner, the actual owner, as a character of the Boston Celtics in this sitcom. But then I read that the premise of the program, which is Extended Family, which you star in, is based or loosely based on three executive producers and the owner of the Boston Celtics. Explain how that all came about as a plot point in this sitcom, John.
Well, it's a little bit of the cart before the horse, because this whole show was inspired by the reality that Wick Grousbeck, the owner of the Boston Celtics, he and his wife share an apartment with her ex-husband, because they didn't want the kids to have to move back and forth between the parents' homes. And obviously this is not a setup that everybody can do. The ex-husband in this case, George, you know, was a huge Boston Celtics fan and has still had to sort of deal with the fact that his wife ended up marrying her dream man, you know, this billionaire who owns the Boston Celtics. And it's funny because Wick, who does in fact own the Boston Celtics, is the first guy to say, "I'm not a billionaire," he's, you know, wealthy beyond what the rest of us can imagine. But the fascinating thing is this real life relationship inspired the show. But it's really about maintaining a friendship. George and Amelia, who are the real people these are based on, are wonderful friends. You know, they were married. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. They did their best. But they've managed to find the kernel of friendship that brought them together to begin with. And that's what inspired us, was like these people finding a way through what can be a really bad part of their life. They're divorced, but still finding a way to have that friendship. And that's what we've sort of emphasized on the show.
John, I respect the work. Thanks for your time. Good luck in all future endeavors.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
This is Chuck Curry from Audio One. You just listened to my interview with John Cryer, who has a new sitcom on Tuesday nights at 8:30 on NBC Extended Family.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.